At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside. Final hour of the show tonight, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager in for Harmon. So broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it's not just Aaron Rodgers who looks to be headed to the Jets. It's going to happen. The two sides have agreed on compensation. We've seen that story tonight. Just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to say, yeah.
Keep waiting.
And you know what I'm most excited about, Steve-O? Is the blank you tour, the middle finger tour I can make on everybody. Because
the Jets are going to win it all, and you're expecting them to get Aaron Rodgers, and they can turn it around. And my goodness, so quickly we've got rings on our fingers. That's what you're saying?
Yes, that's going to happen. But I also because I'm done with people using the Jets as a punchline. They're my team. They're my punchline. I can do it. You can't.
We'll never be done, though. We'll never be done.
That's what everybody does. The Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. Frostburg. How ridiculous are you going to sound if the Jets go 17-0 and win?
I will quit.
And it's going to be.
I will quit if the Jets win the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah.
Promise?
It's on tape.
All right. And mark the tape on that, Tyson.
So Frostburg's never quitting.
So Frostburg's got one more year here. So get your resumes in. Is it because I look at the story like today where Adam Schefter decided to troll everybody. And early in the morning,
he puts out a tweet
that says, and the Jets have made a trade. Well, the thing is, I didn't get it till I got up. So I knew the story.
Oh, you thought you had Rodgers. He got you so good.
Dude, you think I was up at 8 o'clock in the morning? Come on, man. I was watching the insides of my
eyes. You don't wake up till like noon.
Yeah. So it's just like college. And Schefter puts out a tweet saying, and the Jets have made a trade. And a minute later, he puts out, they trade a seventh-round pick to the Ravens for safety Chuck Clark, which honestly is a pretty good trade, but, you know, listen, I get it. So he decides, I'm going to troll Jets fans with this. Now, I get it. He's having a lot of fun, and it's kind of cool, but he
cool?
doesn't do
it's
that.
It's cool? It's kind of stupid, actually.
It was after a minute. It was fine. It's not like he let it go all day. Said the Jets have made a trade, and then they, like at noon, he said, oh, yeah, it's for Chuck Clark. Sorry about that,
that's
guys.
Really the goal, if you're an information man, is to be a person that people can't believe. Yes.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
Way to go.
And the Jets made a trade, and then he said what the trade was.
You got your guy. It was great.
He wasn't wrong. But here he is. He's not doing that to the Cowboys fan base. He's not doing that to the Steelers fan base. He's not doing that to the Packers. But he does it to the Jets because the Jets are an easy punchline. Let me do it to the Jets. He wouldn't even do it to the Raiders. But I'm doing it to the Jets because they're a punchline. And you just wait. Now I'm waiting. I feel like Robert Saleh with the whole receipts thing. Just wait. When we start beating the crap out of everybody, I'm going to come back with blank yous all over social media. Yeah, and you like making fun of the Jets for years. Blank you and blank you and blank you, and that's what's going to happen. It's the Jets middle finger tour after they get Aaron Rodgers.
So you're going to show up like Jay and Silent Bob did at the end of the movie where anybody who talked crap on the internet about them, they went to their house and beat the crap out of them?
Yeah. Well, that would be I don't know that I had the time for that. That's
oh, you got to buy the plane tickets.
That'd be a lot.
Show up to everybody's doorstep.
How many times since Joe Namath have the Jets had a great regular season?
Not good.
Not like a qualified for the playoffs and we'll see. Like a great regular season in the last 50 years.
Two? No, they've had more than that. They've had probably about three or four.
They won the division.
Remember, the Jets were the last team to win the division before the after the merger. You know, so they were the everybody the else had won the had won their divisions except for the Jets. Like, you know, the merger after the
1970 merger. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They were the last team to win their division, and they didn't do it until 2002. It's been a long time, right? They've had – you talk about great regular seasons. You want to go back. The last great regular season they had was probably 2010, and they got in as a wild card. That's when they lost in the AFC Championship game. No, look, Parcells was the best year. They were 12-4 in 98, and Testaverde got
Belichick
them to the
coach for a day.
There you go.
Yeah, and they got him to the AFC Championship.
One of the great days of Jets history.
Yeah.
One of the best,
And then in 81 and 85, they won their divisions. They won 10, 11 games in those years. But you're not talking about
a lot of
years.
How many years ago is 85?
Yeah. So you're saying in the last over 50 years, maybe two or three great regular seasons.
Maybe.
Oh, 50? You're not counting up to... Okay, yeah, if you're counting 50, yeah, then maybe...
Yeah, in the NFL, and since the merger, since they've been an NFL team is what I'm saying.
And three is stretching it.
Yeah. No, you're right. Look, they didn't win their division until 98, right? They didn't win their division until 98. And then they snuck in. They actually won the NFC East and the AFC East in 2002, but they were only 9-7. It was a big tiebreaker year. That was Pennington's big breakout year, but that wasn't a great year for them. So, no, they haven't had great regular seasons.
And that's when the 10 games. Four divisions per conference started, right? So you had fewer people to beat out to win your division.
Yeah, it was a little bit easier, and still the Jets haven't had it. But now it's all happening. It's all changing. It's all changing. Okay. And now the Jets is a punchline. I can't wait for that.
Deservedly
to go away.
So. I think we've just proven why.
But I mean, look at. But Schefter's not doing that for anybody. He's not doing that for any other.
No, not for any real
fan
teams.
Base.
No.
He's not doing it. But for the Jets, I'll do it because it's the Jets. That's exactly how people think about the Jets. Yeah, probably. But it's the Jets. What does it matter? And that's what they fight against. They fight against being the laughingstock of laughingstock. Look, the Jets and the Lions and the Raiders, they take turns being those teams. The Jets, the Lions, and the Raiders. And now, you know, the Lions are on the way up. They're playing for us. Oh, let's say nice things about the Lions. But the Jets are still the Jets.
You're in last place all the
time. From your first cigarette till the end of the season.
You're the team that they slay.
But it's not just Aaron Rodgers in the news. Tom Brady and this story of how he's going to return to the NFL just won't die, and it's gathering steam. It's like Jason Voorhees at the end of a Friday the 13th movie. Just retire already. Nope, going to get up. No,
it's like
I mean,
Rodgers.
It's really...
It's like, you know what it is? It's like what was the most recent, the second Halloween trilogy that just ended? Halloween Kills was the second one, where like everybody in the, there's like 20 people in the street and shooting and stabbing Michael Myers like repeatedly.
Is this another spoiler alert?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, they made, well,
of
you
course
know, they
it
just,
is.
Hey, it's not a spoiler. Really, you think Michael Myers is dead? He's done. Now Michael Myers is dead. No.
So no more Austin Powers?
The most recent trilogy, the second one with Anthony Michael Hall and Ali Sheedy and Rob Lowe, and I know with Anthony Michael Hall, there's a scene.
We're going back a ways there.
Yeah,
whoa.
It was the Brat Pack.
Come
he
back
kills
to
all,
us.
Hey, Michael Myers killing the Brat Pack in a movie? Do you think people
that's
would watch
that? That's also what people were
that.
Saying oh, for yeah, years yeah. to Judd Nelson. Come back to us.
Come back. But there's literally 20 people in the street shooting and stabbing. I mean, he's dead. And he gets up and he kills everybody. It's, how would you not just retire?
Because it's
Brady.
A movie.
But Brady, this returning story won't die, right? You had Colin and Rich Eisen talk about what they overheard at the Combine, that, hey, Brady still could come back, and no one's saying no. And then you get this from Scott Zolak, former Patriots quarterback, Patriots analyst, on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, on what's going on with Team Brady right now and how all of this is pointing towards him coming back with the Miami Dolphins.
See, he's silent.
Here's
on
why
the
Brady's
subject.
The greatest of all time.
Tyshirt, that's an epic fail. That's an epic
why
fail,
is it an epic
Tyshirt.
Fail?
Because I know what you were doing. You were getting ready for
he
your
was looking
anime
for,
podcast.
Yeah.
No, he's getting ready for his anime
no,
podcast.
No, I dropped her.
Oh, I need that sound bite. Oh, I don't have
no,
it.
No, it's already out. Thank
else.
You, though, for the pub.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's great. I finished it 5 minutes ago.
We no, were, yesterday.
Finished recording
thank
it. It was all good.
Yeah. Was Mark, it, yet, it was when Mark was on the board.
No, here's Scott Zolak talking about Brady and why Miami is making more and more sense for his comeback.
I have no knowledge of anything.
There you go.
See?
Did you delete it on accident? Is that what
I
happened?
Might have.
Did you delete it? Did you really delete it?
Do you think anybody wants to hear from Zach Zolak more than once a show?
I don't know. Who's Zach Zolak?
Exactly.
Who's Zach Zolak?
Exactly.
5 points.
That sounds like the guy from the teen movie with the collar popped and driving the Trans Am. Hey, Zach Zolak is here. He's coming out. Zach Zolak. Zach Zolak is the guy that the female protagonist dates that treats her horribly, and then the, you know, the nerdy guy with no friends stands up and punches him in the face at the end, and they wind up kissing, and he winds up dating her. That's who Zach Zolak is. That's Zach Zolak.
Yeah, we've got no reason to hear from that guy ever again.
Zach Zolak. But Scott Zolak talked about how Brady's handlers have moved to Miami, and he is looking at private schools for his kids. Right now, in and of itself, could he go to Miami? Yes, he could. Gisele Bündchen already lives in Miami.
People live there, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. But the thing I've told you about Brady for the longest time, and listen to me because I've been right about everything with him, he drops clues. He doesn't make it difficult to figure out. Brady's clues drop. I've told you, the guy, is he done? Look at the way he retired again. And I'll just go over, I'll do the Brian Windhorst now. Why would someone do that? Like, all these things that have gone on with Brady since his retirement make no sense if he's not going to retire, right? Not starting at Fox as a broadcaster until 2024. Why? Why can't he can't start in the fall? He needs a year and a half to learn how to say Jim.
No, Jim. To avoid being that guy. That's why he's taking the year.
Really? He needs a year and a half. He needs a year and a half for that. Why
well,
is he taking
the year? He needs games. There are not currently any NFL games happening.
Right. But you know what? You could always go and watch, and that's how the guys do it. They take a random game and they go and announce it, and they put the replays come in and everything
well,
else.
Sure, you could do that with your high school down the street, but it's not quite the same.
But why wait a year? Why not do it now? You got a $40 million a year contract. I'm going to wait for another year. Why? That doesn't make any sense.
He already
right?
has $40 million, so I can't imagine that's a huge motivator.
He retires on the beach in the middle of the day, or in the middle of the week, in the morning. Who does that? I don't care if you get one retirement. You didn't have a great retirement last year. You announced you were retiring. They ran your old games on NFL Network, and you came back 40 days later. Why are you retiring that way, such a quick way? It doesn't make any sense. Why can't you just say, I'm done? All the retirement questions still come up in these reports the last couple of days. How did Brady answer them? On social media saying, how can I retire when I just adopted this kitten? Oh, look at the kitten. Forget about this. The misdirection. Forget about that. Look at my beautiful, adorable kitten. All he's got to do is say, guys, I'm done. I'm done. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm done. But he can't say it. So, you know, he still wants to come back. And he'll come back if the opportunity is there. And this is why his retirement, his quick one, makes the sense it does, right? This is the biggest thing you can see is that he saw last time, look, I'm coming off a huge career with the Patriots. Everybody's going to want me. And it turned out pretty quickly that the race for Tom Brady was pretty low. And he saw that, oh boy, it was really the Chargers who were in it for a little while and the Bucks who went all out, signed me. It worked out great. I won the Super Bowl. It worked out okay. But me coming off that career and still being a great player, I only had two teams interested and one was kind of interested. What's that going to be for me? Look at what's going on right now. How many teams are interested in Lamar Jackson, are interested in Rodgers? Not many, right? This is how it goes. So instead of hanging out there for a long time, which was what Brady could have done, and have to deal with the narrative that Brady still wants to play and nobody wants him, that hurts his image. He doesn't want that, right? As much as you say about guys who are conscious of their image, Brady is extremely conscious of that. So what does he do? He retires, knowing full well, I've retired before and come out to play again. So it's not like teams are going to close the door and I'm going to go, okay, Brady doesn't want to play anymore. No, I did it last year and I came back to play. So I can do it again. And if the right opportunity materializes, I will jump to it. I didn't want to play in Tampa Bay again. The team was going down, and I guarantee you, if he didn't have that contract with Tampa last year, he would have gone to another team after the year before. He did not want to do that third year in Tampa, but there was nowhere else to go. Tampa Bay even said they wouldn't trade him if they wanted to. I guarantee you he rued signing for that extra year in Tampa. So now I retire. Now, just the fact he retired, filed his papers, he can still come back and play whenever he wants to. Doesn't stop him from anything. But now that he's retired, if the right opportunity jumps, he's going to come back and play. And maybe it's Miami. It seems like that's where it's pointing right now. But could it be San Francisco? Sure, it could be. It could be there. Brock Purdy might not play for a long time. And who knows if Trey Lance is any good. So, yeah, okay, it could be there. And if it doesn't, then I just stay retired. And I do my thing. And I eventually get to doing games and whatever else I want to do for the next year. So it's a win-win for Brady. So when you look at all the things he has done, he gives us clues. Why retire that way? So I give myself the benefit of the doubt. Why am I not going to Fox for a year? Why can't I give a straight answer on retirement? Why are these stories all coming up and I'm not refuting them? Just follow the clues. Brady doesn't make it difficult. He wants to play again, and if the opportunity comes up, he's going to play. It's that simple.
At minimum, he can still play. I know people, he's been around so long, people are assuming, oh, he's getting, what, that was his age 45 season that we just saw? There's no way he can. Well, he still started every game. He was still single digits in interceptions, even though he started every game. How many quarterbacks you can say that about? He can still throw as many passes as anybody in the league. The arm is still there. So, yeah, if he wanted to play, he could still play. Your hypothesis is he's just laying low and getting an idea of the landscape as opposed to being an out front Aaron Rodgers situation or Lamar Jackson situation. Not identical to those, but having the name and the contract and the, oh, he's for sure active and that types of discussions going on.
I'm telling you, he's giving us you just got to follow him. He's not someone that hides stuff. He's not going on darkness retreats. He gives you the clues. You just got to figure him out. It's there. He wants to play. It's going to happen. Twitter at How About a Fresca, the Jason Smith Show with special delivery. Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. Coming up next, another quarterback in the news who was told today by one of his former teammates he's got to grow up. I'll tell you why we should have seen this quarterback's career arc coming for a long time now. That's next right here from the TireRack.com studios. This is Fox.
Was it Zach Wilson, maybe?
It's not Zach Wilson. I said star quarterback.
A valid point.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight. And look, a lot of time tonight on... Oh, by the way, Steve, have you hit refresh? Any news? Has Aaron Rodgers decided to join the Jets?
Yeah. No, that happened? It does say that Domantas Sabonis had a triple-double as Sacramento lit the beam and beat the New York Knicks 122-117.
I don't know what that means. I'm not going to respond.
It was never in doubt.
That's not what I asked. I asked if Aaron Rodgers...
Kings had it the whole way.
Is a Jet yet? Is he a Jet? Is he a Jet?
That would be a no.
Not tonight, not tomorrow, not ever.
We do have an update on that World Baseball Classic. We mentioned that China was getting no hit in the sixth inning. They took the lead in the seventh. On to the eighth, China 5-4 over Czech Republic. And there's a game on FS1 right now. Panama is leading Cuba 4-2 in the fourth.
Any more homers for Ruben Tejada?
No, but he did have the tying homer tonight. He is still playing baseball.
Is the Czech Republic still pitching a no-hitter? Is that still happening or no?
No, they're now losing the game, I said.
But they could still be pitching a no-hitter.
Oh, yeah, I guess they could, but no.
Okay.
Down 5-4,
sure.
There have actually been five hits by the team with five runs.
All right, because I don't know if it's like a Little League game where, you know, a new pitcher comes in and just walks all everybody out.
Right.
We hit the five-run limit.
Wild pitches and walks.
No, the Mets aren't playing.
The U.S. will play Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
All right, very good. All right, so it's not just Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady in the news today. It was another day where we got another one of those we need more from Kyler Murray stories. Now, former Arizona offensive lineman Kelvin Beachum, ex-Jet, come full circle, went on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM today and was asked his opinion of Kyler Murray. Now, he played with him for the last 3 years, or for 3 years before moving on, and this was his opinion of Kyler Murray now. Take a listen.
He's got all the tools, you think?
He has all the tools, man. If some guy can throw off one leg, he can, you know, throw it a mile. He can run faster than anybody else on the field.
He just lacks the leadership.
He's put together. I didn't say he lacks the leadership. I just think he needs to grow up a little bit. And I think if he has the ability and the willingness to grow up, he's going to be just fine. They paid him for a reason. They paid him because of his talent. And he has the ability to lead. It's just when you're in that position, we need you to lead more.
All right, we need you to lead more. We need more. This is yet another we need more story from Kyler Murray. And this, honestly, is this where I'm going to kind of hit you between the eyes with this? I'm going to blow your mind with this. We all should have seen this coming from Kyler Murray. We should have seen this coming when he was taken in the NFL draft. Why? Who was Kyler Murray before he got into the NFL? He was a two-sport superstar, right? He was a baseball star, drafted by the A's. He got a lot of money. He was going to be
first-round pick.
Like, yeah. He wasn't just some, you know, hey, some swinger who was drafted like in the 58th round.
He was not Michael Jordan who couldn't hit a curveball.
No, he wasn't Mike Piazza. Well, wait, all right, bad example.
Hey, so hey. He's managing in the World Baseball Classic Italy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, 1-0 Italy.
Yeah.
Undefeated Italy.
Yeah, they just beat Cuba in 10 yesterday.
So he was a big baseball star. Then what happened? Then his football career took off, became a Heisman Trophy winner, and he had a big decision to make. He decided, well, I'm going to go number one overall in the draft. Yeah, I'm picking football because the $7 million I got from the A's, that pales in comparison to the $40 million I'm going to get from the NFL now that's turned into $140 million from the NFL. But when two sports stars
And he won Rookie
decisions.
Of the Year. He
yes,
came into
rookie
the NFL.
Of the year.
And,
yes, yeah. He came in right away, and you see what kind of athlete that he is. And that's the thing. When we talk about two sports stars, look at Deion Sanders, right? He was a Hall of Fame football player. He was okay at baseball, right? And Bo Jackson, he was a Hall of Fame football
superb.
Player. He was pretty good at baseball. But
he was an all-star.
You can do that when you play outfield and running back, outfield and defensive back. When you're playing quarterback, that's different. That's a different thing. There's so many. This is why quarterbacks get all the money, because there's so much more that goes into quarterback than everything else. There's leading. There's thinking five steps ahead. There's all of these things you need to do as a quarterback.
Spokesman for the team, right? Face of the team, all of that.
You are everything. So this is why quarterbacks get paid like they do. When you're a two-sport athlete, look at Kyler Murray. Can you ever devote all the time you need to one of those sports when you're playing both? You can't. There's no way he could devote enough time to football to really see what his full potential was. Same thing with baseball, because while he's playing baseball, then he's got to stop for football. When he's playing football, he's got to stop for baseball. And when you get to that level, you have to train all year round, and this is what you do, and this is how you become elite. But this tells you how great an athlete Kyler Murray is that he can just come from, hey, I'm playing both these sports, and I'm the number one pick, and I waltz into the NFL, and here I am, Rookie of the Year, and hey, I'm pretty good. But he's not next level. Why? Because he's never had to put in the amount of work that other quarterbacks have put in to understand this is what I need to do to be great. When you're this good, you get by on your talent and your physical abilities, and that's what Kyler Murray has done all the way through his career. Right? Gotten by in his physical abilities with baseball, gotten by in his abilities with football. Yes, he works at both of them, but you can't work as hard because you're doing one, then the other, and then the other one. You can't do it. So working on football half the time, he goes to Oklahoma, wins the starting job, wins the Heisman Trophy, and gets picked first overall in the draft. What extra work do you think you need to put in to be elite? You think you're pretty good at that point. This is the work you've kind of done your whole life. Well, I don't need to worry about reading the playbook or doing extra study.
Film?
Look how good I am. I don't need to do this. And it's not just, hey, he's a bad guy. It's just he would never learned this is what you need to do. Hey, you know why Tom Brady's got seven Super Bowls? Because look, he's the first guy in the building, the last guy to leave. Look at what he does. You know, guys are coming to live at his house. He's trying to make it work. This is why Brady is the best, right? Why is Patrick Mahomes so good? Because Patrick Mahomes just kind of shows up and throws it. No, these guys all put in all kinds of work that go above and beyond. Hey, I come in for practice and then I go home, right? And that's why Kyler Murray hasn't gotten it. We should have seen it coming, because he's never had to put in that kind of work, because being a halftime football player, look at what he's able to achieve, right? When you can do that at an early age, why do you think you need to bust your ass to get better?
You're rewarded for what you are.
Any athlete who comes out, and now it gets, you know, to widen the net a little bit, is that some athletes, when you have an unbelievable amount of success very early in your career, sometimes you lose that, I don't need to work hard because everything is going well for me. And you don't realize that you're taking advantage of your physical skills, and the other players are going to work as hard as they can to stop you, and you never get get that, oh, now I understand what it means to be a hard worker. Now I understand what it means to be elite. I don't have to do it. And just the fact that Kyler Murray's questions about him have never been about his talent. It's been, dude, you have to grow up. You have to mature. You have to learn what it is to lead. This is the team needs more from you, not on the field, but more from you as a leader and someone who is justifying this contract and can be the face of the franchise. We need more. He's never had to worry about being more, and he's just never gotten that lesson, even though he's being told by teammates and former teammates and the media, it doesn't matter. He's still a guy that you have to put a clause in his contract to get him to study film. So, yeah, I understand why he's never really taken off, and we should have seen it coming because of the time he was able to not devote to football and still be a success.
Attitude in college football before he left A&M and not just stay there and win the starting job back. His first 2 years in college football compared to the hype going in, he was nothing. And then I won't say it's just like Joe Burrow, but Burrow, let's be honest, bounced around and we never would have predicted this from him. And then he was truly phenomenal that 1 year. Well, Kyler Murray, that last year at Oklahoma, I think he was a 1,000-yard rusher in addition to the great passing stats. And then he comes into the NFL, the high draft pick, the rookie of the year, and then the second year he's 800 yards rushing as a quarterback in the NFL. So, of course, he's not going to get it through his head. I need to do something different. I'm constantly rewarded, including his current ridiculous contract, based on what I've done. Why would I change? The guy's still only 25. He should be playing and playing well into his 30s. He's got to change, though.
Yeah, and look at what the Cardinals have tried to do the last couple of years. They knew they're not getting leadership. So what are they doing? Let's bring in J.J. Watt. He's a leader. Maybe he'll be the guy that can step up in the locker room and do it because we have that big void. And maybe Kyler Murray will see, hey, I see what it means to be a leader and to put in all the work that I need to put in and watch film and not make it a whole thing. And it just hasn't worked. It just hasn't worked. And this is completely on him to understand, what do I want, right? Like we talked about John Morant the other night. He's got to choose, hey, what do I want? Do I want to be able to stay in the league or do I want to go down this bad path, right? He's got a big choice to make. It's a much different choice than Kyler Murray because Kyler Murray's choice is about being legendary in the NFL or just being a good player. But I make the comparison because these are young players that have a big choice. And again, it's way different John Morant's is about something more human, but he's got to make that choice. For Kyler Murray, it's okay, I got to choose what kind of life do I want? Do I want to just be a good quarterback and play another 4 or 5 years or 3 or 4 years and, you know, no one's going to pay me again after this and I collect my money and I'm done? Do I want to just play another 2 years and then try to go play baseball when I'm 27? I'll play from 30 till I'm 30. Do you want to be that? Or do you want to say, you know what? I want to try to win a Super Bowl and I want to be a player that puts everything into this and I want to be playing in big games in the playoffs. And I want to be someone that people talk about when they talk about the best players in the game. Yeah. It's about what do you want? And it's a look in the mirror moment because it's about what you want to be able to do and what you're willing to invest. And when you're a quarterback, you got to invest more. If Kyler Murray was a running back, it wouldn't matter. If Kyler Murray was a wide receiver, it wouldn't matter. But he's a quarterback, and you need more from that, and he just hasn't picked that up yet.
I'm glad you mentioned the words Super Bowl because we need to be realistic about how far away from the Super Bowl he has been.
And the Jets.
He has had one winning season, and remember that one time they made the playoffs, they got slaughtered by the Rams to open the playoffs. That was an ugly, bad game. Also remember the career, and Heisman and into the NFL type of career, of Cam Newton. What happened to Cam Newton after he didn't have his legs? He just wasn't special anymore. Kyler Murray reportedly to start this year, had ACL reconstruction. I'm curious to see what he is, because if he's not going to be rushing for 500 yards and he's never going to throw 30 touchdowns in a season, okay, so what is he going to be doing for that contract? And you might have an attitude problem still on this. This is a bad mix.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is where the Cardinals, when they cleaned out for a new head coach, I wonder, is it going to be one more year for Kyler? And now Kyler Murray, he may not play until the middle of the season. Who knows when he's going to be healthy? And now, is it going to be one more year after this? The Cardinals are stuck. They are really stuck because you're hoping a guy just gets it. Not like we're waiting for a guy to come in that we signed to a contract. Yeah. You're hoping that a guy that's injured
first,
and trying to come back. Yeah,
and then hope he gets it. It doesn't work.
Somebody might want to tell the Cardinals that.
It worked that way for the Cardinals, that's for sure.
Sorry. Can we have some of that back?
Oh, man.
That's right. Deshaun Watson, he'll learn his lesson if we just prorate this. Oh, sorry.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time now for the play of the night. Play of the night brought to you by Progressive. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Gee, I wonder what the play of the night is going to be.
The Kings go back to the number two spot. Season best, 13 games above 500. Final score, 122 to 117.
That's the LA Kings, right? Is that what he's referring to?
For a second, I thought it was going to be Tyshir just playing, running up that hill really loud. Here's the play of the night. It's running up that hill.
No, we've had that enough of that.
Kings Radio Network on the call. Look, hey, that NBA Finals preview was some kind of fun. The Knicks doing it without Jalen Brunson in the second half, left with a sore foot. Big night for the Kings. We talked about Mike Brown. I've said it before. There's one choice for coach of the year in the NBA, and it's him. But the other big game of the night, and this is one of the reason why this is so big, is because now finally, even the most ardent, you just wait for the Warriors, here they come, supporters have to understand it's not happening. That the ceiling for the Warriors this year is if they win their first round matchup. That's it. That's the ceiling. They go into Memphis tonight. Memphis playing without Ja Morant under all kinds of clouds of controversy and not knowing what's happening. And they get boat raced by the Grizzlies 131 to 110. The Warriors have a big third quarter and then they get crushed in the fourth. They're one game over 500. All right, they're 7-26 on the road. This is just not a great team. It's barely a 500 team, and we've had more than enough sample size to think, oh, but because the Warriors, because it's Steph and it's Clay and it's just watch. Oh, they win. It's like Laker fans who are like, we're back after a couple of big baskets in the second quarter.
Who says
we're
that?
Back? We're back.
We are
we're back.
Never
we're back.
Heard that.
Oh, the Lakers are back. It's the same thing for the Warriors. Oh, look at the Warriors. You don't want to play the Warriors in the playoffs. No, I think lots of teams want to play the
Warriors. The Lakers can win on the road.
Yeah. The Warriors are too old, and they can still put up stats, but when they play younger teams, look at what happened tonight. This is what happens, right? And it's nobody's fault. It's not anything. It's just, hey, they squeaked out the one last championship they could before the dynasty really ended. And this is what happens, Larry. It's Jack Nicklaus's 86 Masters, right? Wow, we got that one at the end to end the dynasty. That's kind of what they did. Because this is a team that, again, if they win in the first round of the playoffs, that's going to be about their ceiling, because when they play teams a bit ahead of them, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose pretty bad. And for all this mystique of the world, 500 teams don't go on big runs in the playoffs and
Knicks,
get to the finals
99.
And do it. Doesn't happen. You're talking about almost 25 years ago, and that was only because the Knicks didn't play the whole season because it was a strike year.
Yeah.
Like, they had started to play well at that point, and if they play another 25 games, I'm sure the Knicks keep playing and play well. But this is kind of who the Warriors are. All right, they struggle. Their bench is not good enough. Their support players don't play well away from home. And you can only ask Steph and Clay and Jordan Poole to do so much and to be so much. I mean, look, Jordan Poole tonight had 22 points. He was minus 33. Just think about that for a second. This is how you can get worked by younger teams, and everybody is younger now. So for all this, wait for the Warriors. Yeah. Okay, it's not happening.
I know Curry missed a lot of time. It was, a month until he just came back this past week? But with Curry, the Warriors started 3-7 this season, and until a week ago, the most they'd been over the 500 mark was two games. And now they've lost three in a row this week. They lost at the Lakers Sunday. They've lost Tuesday, Thursday games now. 34-33 overall, and I go back to what Coach Steve Kerr said 2 months ago, we just don't know how to close out games. It's been part of the identity of this team.
This is just how it goes for dynasties, and when it goes pretty fast. It stinks because they were, they were big rock stars for a long time. They're still going to be a team that people want to watch in the playoffs. They want to see if Steph can score 30 or 40 or 50 points. But now that we see more teams scoring a lot more in the NBA, that also takes away the advantage the Warriors had, because it was just, we're just going to outscore you. We're going to score 130, 140. Now, lots of teams score 130, 140.
Jason, what would you know about a dynasty?
I've seen dynasties before. I've seen Jim Boeheim have a 47-year dynasty. 47
Golden
years.
Golden State might be a play-in team. That's realistic at this point. Let's just say that out loud.
Ben Maller's next. This is Fox. Rogers, yo.
Bye, Steve.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.